We've got John Bradler in the studio with us. Morning, John.
Good morning to you. How are you doing?
How are you today?
I think I'll wake up first, then I'll answer
it's,
you.
Yeah, I'm in a bit of a mood like that. I think it's the weather. It's a bit dreary.
I'm still wearing a short-sleeved shirt. Now, I am convinced...
It's going to get sunnier.
I am convinced that the Americans have got it wrong. In England, I wear a short-sleeved shirt, and right. It's my right to do so, even if I'm stupid in bad weather.
Yes. I've got a T-shirt on, yeah.
You've got a T-shirt on, right. Whereas in America, they think that the Constitution, where it says you have the right to bear arms, means you can go around killing people.
It's a bit strange, that.
It is a bit strange. I mean, we've had... They say it's their culture. Well, it's only 200 years old. 200 years ago, we had bear baiting and slavery.
Yeah, that's...
We've managed to move on.
Got rid of it all. Yeah, we've got rid of all the negatives.
The Americans haven't. They've got something fixed in their brain that you've got to go around carrying muskets and shooting people.
I don't know about you, if somebody pulled out a musket, I think I'd laugh more than anything. We can do that. Shall I wait for 5 minutes while you load it?
Exactly. I fired a blunderbuss once, and that was fun.
Did you?
Yeah, I have, yeah, black powder.
They were strange, weren't they?
They were literally a scatter gun. It was if somebody was attacking
anywhere,
you could not miss them. No. They were just on stagecoaches mainly.
Right, I bet they were. Yeah. They looked like a trumpet, didn't they? Got the end that go. Now you've been up to your tricks again because you found another Banksy, haven't you?
Well, no, it wasn't so much that I found another Banksy. It was that there was a Banksy in Dover that's very famous. It's the Brexit one.
Oh right,
it's huge. I mean, is that
the one with the big arch over the top of all the stars in it? The old
EU. There isn't an arch, but it's the circle of stars from Europe.
That's right, yes.
And there's a guy. Up a ladder, and the ladder is painted. It's a brilliant piece of painting because you've got the shadows and the perspective.
Yeah.
But it looks like there's a workman up a ladder chipping away at the stars.
Right, yeah.
And the little chips are coming away, and it's a beautiful painting. I don't like the message, but it's well done. Anyway, it's 11.5 million people go past it every year.
Wow.
They go past it, they don't stop, but they go past it. And it's on a derelict building in Dover, right on the seafront.
Yeah.
And when you drive from anywhere in the country, you come down one road into Dover.
Yeah.
And then you turn left for passengers and right for cargo, basically.
Yeah,
because there's two ports there.
Yeah, yeah.
Two harbours there. Anyway, so you come down to this T-junction and there's this huge painting on a derelict building. And the owners of the building want to develop the building, obviously.
Yeah.
And Banksy put this painting on it.
Yeah.
And which is very political. And of course, Dover's where people go in and out of the country. And
yeah.
So there's all sorts of political things around it. Anyway, so 2 or 3 months ago, the owners said they wanted to sell the Banksy.
Right.
Which and is...
This is where it starts,
is it? This is where it starts. Because the Banksy's in bad condition.
Right.
And it's the render on the wall is beginning to come away from the wall.
Oh,
so
right, yes.
In about 3 or 4 years' time, there will be no Banksy.
Right.
It'll have crumbled off the wall.
Okay.
Anyway, so then I'm asked to go down by Kent TV and the BBC to talk to them about it. Is it worth £1 million? And I say, well, actually, yes, it's worth £1 million, but it's going to cost £2 or 3 million to move it.
Yeah.
Because it's 65 feet high and 45 feet wide. It's vast.
Right.
And while I'm discussing this, somebody from the council says, well, why don't we put a museum near it? Because this is the obvious draw, put a museum there. In Margate, they opened a museum, and for every pound that's spent in the museum, £6 is spent in the town.
Right.
Every high street is dying.
Yeah.
That's all over the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
But in Margate, 130 independent stores have opened.
Really?
On the strength of the numbers of people that are coming to this one location.
Really? That's fantastic
for
the area.
It is amazing. So Dover thought, oh, we could do that.
Yeah.
With the Banksy.
Yeah.
Shortly after that, it gets painted out.
Oh, now the intrigue started.
The intrigue started.
Obviously, nobody knows who painted it out,
well,
otherwise
there'd
be uproar.
Well, nobody will admit to painting it out.
Yeah, right. but who are the people that are in, maybe, possibly in the frame?
In the frame, you have the council.
Right.
Because it is illegal street art.
Yeah, would they, I don't know whether they would.
I don't think they do stuff like this.
I love it.
Then you've got Banksy, because he doesn't like his street art being sold.
Yes.
Then you've got the building owners.
Right.
Because if they want to demolish the building, the last thing they want is a piece of film from the BBC where a wrecking ball goes into a huge Banksy. Whereas if a wrecking ball goes into a large white wall and somebody says, and behind the white wall, there's a Banksy, it hasn't got the same visual impact.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Then you've got other people, it could be political because now is the political time for Brexit.
Yeah.
And this painting is about Brexit.
Yeah.
So there are all sorts of different groups. Nobody's willing to admit to doing it.
No, I don't suppose they are.
of course, the painting is actually still there.
Yeah.
It's only like putting a page over... if you put a page, if you move a piece of paper on your desk, the desk's still there. But it's just covered over.
Once it's painted over, could you renovate it?
Oh, yeah, it could be cleaned.
You can take the white off and leave
the... You can take the white off, right.
So?
The whole wall can be removed.
Yeah.
What I suggested to the council was that they do a deal with the developers and they clean off the wall.
Yeah.
Actually, they don't clean it off first of all. They clean off the wall last. They... sandwich the wall with protective material.
Yeah.
They give the developer an extra floor on their building, whatever they ask for. If they ask for a 10-story building, let them build 11.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, but keep the Banksy on the wall of the new building.
Right,
so if you go into London, you see these wonderful Nash facades where there's just a steel sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
The facade's in there and the whole of the building site has been demolished.
Okay.
But you protect that one bit of value.
Yeah.
And that's what they could do in Dover.
Right.
But the moral question is, first of all, he did the painting and he gave it to the people of Dover.
Yeah. So who actually owns this then?
Well, the legal owner is the people that own the wall.
Right.
In this case, the property owners.
Yeah.
The moral owner is the people of Dover.
Yeah, okay.
Which is why when I bought the one in Port Talbot and I bought it from the owner of the building,
yeah,
I've left it in Port Talbot for 2 or 3 years because he gave it to the people of Port Talbot.
He didn't
give it to the garage owner.
Yeah, that's right. He
did a criminal act by painting it on the garage.
Yeah.
But the idea was that the people of Port Talbot could enjoy it. Yeah. So that's why I've left the one in Port Talbot in Port Talbot.
Yeah, good idea, yeah.
This one, I think, should stay in Dover and it should be protected. So I don't think it was the building owners that did it to destroy it, because the building owners know that if they left it for 2 to 3 years, it will crumble anyway. There are roots going between the brickwork and the render.
Oh, really? That's the
and
end of
it.
And
it's right on the seafront. So the really bad weather...
Harsh weather as well,
the harsh weather will destroy it in time.
Once you get water behind that, it'll off quicker.
It'll crack and all the rest of it. So, some people have said it won't last this winter.
Yeah.
I mean, so if it survives this winter, it won't last 3 or 4 winters. So the building owners didn't need to paint it out.
Yeah, they could have just left it.
They could have just left it.
It's fascinating. Who done it?
Yeah. And of course, you know, Banksy's office won't say anything.
Yeah.
The council won't say anything. The property owners won't say anything.
No one's going to say anything, aren't they?
And who believes anything that any politician says anyway? So, you know.
Too true.
So, you know, there are all these things. But my question to everybody is, does the artist have the right to destroy an artwork once he has created it? Now, I understand if he's working on it and he's not happy with something, he can destroy it and say, no, I'm going to start again. But when he's left a piece of artwork up for about 3 years in the public domain, does he then have the right to come back and destroy it?
Yes, because that's graffiti in itself.
That's another act of graffiti. Painting it out isn't an act of graffiti. Painting it out is an act of vandalism.
Yes, and it's I can see the difference,
In both cases, it's trespassing.
See, it's interesting.
He's not doing it on his own land. He's trespassing. There is an actual change. The criminal act of trespass means that there has been a change in where you have been. You have done something that has harmed, in one way or another, the property that you have transgressed onto or that you've gone onto in one way or another, right? So if you just walk across a piece of grass, it's not deemed to be trespass.
Because you haven't damaged anything.
Because you haven't damaged anything.
That's right.
If you go and you smash a window, you've done criminal damage, but you've also trespassed if you're standing on somebody else's land.
Hmm.
So it is
a bit of a quandary.
It is a quandary, but what's going around in my mind is, does he have the moral right 3 years later to go back and destroy it, if it was him?
Well, once he's done it and he's given it away, it's not his anymore.
Exactly. It belongs to the building owner, the person that owns the wall.
It's interesting. I don't know what the police would say about something like this.
Oh, the police won't get involved in anything like this. I mean, when I had a break-in at the gallery, it took them 5 days to come and see me. So, I mean, they're hardly going to come and worry about this, you know. But we need an intellectual property lawyer or something like that to comment on it. But it's a very... I mean, the thing that made me really laugh was the one in Port Talbot. He had trespassed. He'd done a criminal act.
Yeah.
He painted this picture on a garage wall. The council moved it into the old police station.
Yeah.
Site. It was a new building, but it was called the old police station. And to get it there safely, we used a police escort. So we were using a police escort for a criminal act.
That's quite interesting.
So the police would probably go and help with the cleaning of the restoration. But this one in Dover, it's such a big piece. It's such an important piece. It's such a statement.
Yeah, it's such a statement. I've seen the picture, yeah.
It's massive.
That's huge.
I mean, it's too big for me to buy. I mean, I just wouldn't. The headaches associated with this is phenomenal.
Okay, well, look at the headaches you had doing the smaller one on the side of a garage,
exactly,
let alone a huge one like this.
Yeah. It's just unbelievable. So the... But I would like, I would love if there's an intellectual property lawyer out there or a lawyer out there that understands what's going on, which is more than I do, I'd love to know the answer. Does the artist, if you've done a criminal, can you undo a criminal act? Do you have the right to undo a criminal act?
Yeah, and that, as was just pointed out, that's a criminal act in itself,
yes.
Undoing it.
Undoing it is a criminal act.
So it's a double bubble job.
So if you go into WH Smith, for instance, and steal a Mars bar,
yeah.
That's twice I've used a name, but if you go into WH Smith and steal a Mars bar, and somebody says, oi, if you turn around and say, have it back...
Nine times out of
is
10...
Is it still shoplifting?
Nine times out of 10, in situations like that, the shop doesn't want to go through the aggravation anyway. You hear of loads of stories.
Okay, so if there's
no loss, then they just go, it's just aggro, just don't... Some shops, because they lose so much by shoplifting, they
want to make an example.
They want to make an example.
Okay, but what I'm saying is if you actually do that... So if they catch you just outside the door, because you have to go out the door to create stolen, right? If they catch you just outside the door and you say, my fault, here it is, and here's the money...
Double bubble, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's the equivalent of going back and painting it out. Right?
Yeah.
And here's the money. Is it still theft? Yes, because you went out the door.
Interesting,
can
John.
Can you go back?
Interesting,
can
mate.
You go back in time, in other words?
Well, yeah. That's the ultimate question. John, thank you so much for coming in again.
Thank you very much.
And we'll see you at the same time next month.
Lovely.